What secrets do you keep from your spouse when it comes to money? Leslie Ann Scorgi is the author of The Modern Couple's Money Guide. And Leslie Ann, I want to ask you about secrets. Should anything be private when it comes to couples and money?
We all know both genders have secret accounts.
Do they really?
It's not just women.
No, I would never think it would be just women.
No, and I've heard the stereotype that most of the time it is. It's simply not the case. Listen, if you're going to have a secret account or a pseudo-secret account, it will blow up in your face.
Right.
You need to have 100% transparency. And if you want a little extra financial flexibility, tell your partner that you want your own account for surprises, for your own thing.
Right.
That's cool. It's when you're hiding or, for example, I have... this wonderful of mine,
yes,
who will remain nameless, who hides her purchases of clothes amongst all the family credit cards and debit cards in small sequences. She'll pay for items on 5 different cards.
Really?
Yeah, that is not transparent.
Right. I had someone come up to me after a speech and say, I have my separate credit card sent to my work address.
Yeah.
Is that like, should I? I was like,
no, okay.
Bad idea. Secrets don't work. Accounts, separate or joint?
So I'm a big proponent of having joint accounts if you have a family.
Yeah.
How? Because it's just a little easier. But statistics prove it actually doesn't matter. As long as you have an agreed upon plan for your money, you can have them together. You can have them separate. It just is a matter of, do you want to save on some fees? And do you want that 100% transparency? The other tip here is when couples join, there is this propensity for the first year to overspend because of this strange perception that you have more going into the one account.
Right.
You do not.
There is no same amount. The math is the math.
You might be
saving on expenses because you go from two apartments down to one.
Yeah.
But there's other things that you... We are 16 years in and we are still separate accounts.
Yeah.
And we have a child. And we always will be. That's a choice that we've made.
Yeah.
Now, what about captain? Most couples have one person who takes more of an interest in personal finance, even if, you know, both have no interest. At some level, one person does. How much does the assistant captain need to know?
Everything.
Everything about what's where, or everything about the skills required to manage the money?
I believe both partners must be proficient in performing all financial chores in the
household.
That's
a high standard.
It is. But think of it this way. What if one of the partners takes ill and is unable to do the online banking, negotiate the mortgage?
Yeah.
Maybe there's a vehicle transaction that's happening. You need to be able to perform the skills, basic all the way to complex, to be able to tell your investment advisor, hey, yes, I do want to purchase that bond or not.
Right.
Where couples get into trouble is if one partner has no idea how to sign into the online banking or how to do or perform a transaction that is a basic transaction. Proficiency throughout all of the items is important, but really it's okay to have somebody take the lead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a very high standard. I don't know how realistic that would be, but you know, it's because sort of you could think about the kitchen and you want to have both people able to cook like a basic meal. And in some couples, that simply is not the truth. One can cook and the other can dial the Thai takeout line.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Figure it out. And what I recommend is that at a minimum, you can pay the bills.
Yeah.
At a minimum, you can take the phone calls and have a reasonable conversation with your financial dream team.
Right. And at least know who those people are.
Yeah.
Know where to find the numbers.
Find the phone numbers.
Yeah. Chores, financial chores. You recommend, so couples have to navigate chores. Who does the laundry? Who takes out the garbage? How does all that? That sounds so boring.
That's right. But it's important. So swap them from time to time if you get bored. And I'm talking about things such as who pays the bills online?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the person.
They're set up for automatic withdrawal. What do you mean pay the bills?
That's right. Most people nowadays have the benefit of automatic withdrawals. Some do it the good old fashioned way. Just swap them according to your strengths.
Yours, mine, ours. Yours, mine, ours. How do you make the call about what money gets spent in each of those three buckets, especially when there's income disparity? Because there's a lot of that. Your saver might be the one who makes a lot more money than the spender who makes less and feels like, how come you get to control the piggy bank?
Yeah, I think I always recommend a proportional approach. So let's say there is a disproportionately high income earner in the relationship. They should take on a disproportionate amount of the expenses. Essentially, what you want is equity in whatever shape or form it comes. Everybody contributes in a relationship in different ways, and all those contributions are valuable. You and your honey have to find somewhere in the middle where you're both comfortable and you're both happy that you are contributing at a level where you're at. Mm. I don't think it is fair for everything to be split 50-50 or expectations put on the lower income earner to save as much, to give as much. That's just not realistic.
Right. You have a step called own the walls you live in. Mm-hmm. Tell me why you're such a believer in that.
So I think in most cases in the long term, home ownership does make sense for couples because eventually you pay off the house if you don't, you know, squeeze all the money out of your line of credit.
We're not speaking to any specific listeners out there who've used their house as an ATM.
That's right. Stop that. So it does make sense to own your house. In really expensive markets, though, like Toronto, Vancouver, San Francisco, New York, it can actually make more sense to rent, where you're saving money by not owning a home. And those would be the exceptions. But most cases, it does make sense. And you're growing equity over the long term.
Leslie Ann, thank you very much.
Thank you.